I'm Allie Grayman, the founder of the Grayman Method. I am one of the original coaches to help people fully recover from OCD, and after years of experience and thousands of clients, my message to you is still the same. You can fully recover from OCD. On this channel, I show you how. But before we start, I just wanted to remind you that I do daily OCD recovery videos, and if you don't want to miss one, hit the subscribe button now.
Today, I wanted to tell you that the best mindset, the best way you can be throughout the day for the fastest possible recovery is if you act as if you're already recovered. Stop telling yourself, when I'm recovered, I'm going to do this and that, but right now I can't do it. Start doing things right now. And I don't mean overload yourself to the max. I mean, start taking steps in the direction where you want to be later on in your life. Right? So, but within doable parameters where, you know, you're, let's say, you want to start schooling, you start to actively researching where you're going to go to school. How are you going to do this? Researching finances. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like moving towards that. Don't wait until, well, when I'm recovered, when I cross that line, that's when I'm going to start living life. Start living life now. Because the more you tell your brain that I am not well, everything is bad, the more your brain believes you. And that actually sets you back in the recovery. So, of course, our number one priority is to reduce rumination. Number two, if you're doing mostly compulsions, then it's reduce compulsions. But for most people, rumination is the number one priority. So that should be the first thing you do. But also the message that you send to your brain throughout the day as you are living life is very important. If one person is on Reddit all the time, on Google all the time, on YouTube and Instagram watching OCD related content, that's one message, right? And then if another person is like, whatever, I'm living life as much as I can to the best of my ability, not overloading myself, but still going in the direction I want to go in post-recovery, then that's a very different message. You're acting as if OCD is not important versus in the first version, you're acting as if OCD is extremely important because you're spending most of your day on OCD. So part of your day you're spending doing rumination and compulsions because you can't let go all in one shot, of course, right? But and then the other time you're spending on all of this OCD media consumption and talking to other people about your OCD, right? So act as if you're already over it. Act as if you never heard of OCD, as if you're just going on with your daily life. I'm telling you, you're going to see a faster result going that way. I hope you find my videos helpful. Subscribe if you haven't. If you would like to book a talk with me and set up an action plan, all the information, as always, is on youhaveocd.com. I'll see you tomorrow.